Put your hands together. You know, like this. Surprise, surprise. Another treat, another trick. Kisses sweet. Which one's which? Which one's which? For the record, let me state that I never had a reason to break contractual endeavor or serve a relationship with anyone. I pleasure.
Welcome, brothers and sisters. My name is Dawid Yaacob Maccabeus, also known as Plau Yaacob Zakaya. Today's broadcast is called 1944-2016 and 249 days to go. You're listening to Signs and Wonders, the broadcast that came right on time. Before I begin, I will open up with a message. And ask that Allah blesses this information. I ask in respect for our ancestors, in the spirit of Allah, our Yah. I ask that truth shall rise, and you bless the words that speak from my tongue. Thank you for your sun, for your moon, and for your perfection. Thank you for your oceans and the fresh air that we breathe. Thank you for love. Allah, I ask that you give to those that need to hear this message. I ask that you place back in our hearts the respect for our ancestors so that the children can understand when I speak. Keep your spirit around me, Ayah, and help me gain the knowledge to destroy this present day Babylon. Thank you, Ayah, for the meaning of your name. Thank you, Ayah, for your spirit of Yahushua. Thank you, Ayah, for the spirit of Muhammad. Thank you, Ayah, for the spirit of Ali. Thank you, Ayah, for the spirit of Fatima. Thank you, Ayah, for the spirit of Hussein. Thank you, Ayah, for the spirit of Hussein. And thank you, Ayah, for the spirit of Zakiya. Peace be upon them. Mighty Ayah, I ask that you guide us towards Ma'at so that we get back on the path. Thank you, Ayah. Bring down the seats of Babylon. Free your children from the beast. All praise, Ayah. All praise, Ayah. All praise, Ayah. Today's broadcast is called 1944-2016 and 249 days to go. For those that do not know, I've been speaking via Blog Talk Radio since around 2010. 2 years ago, I decided to move back to United States, and I had to start over. Now, for 2 years, it has been pure hell. All right, now, I'm not going to go over what happened these past 2 years. That's for another story. Okay. But today I want to speak about 1944 to 2016 and 249 days to go. Okay? Now, I'm going to explain what this means. First, to start, you understand the year, and I have been speaking about this for a minute. The start of the year, the official start of the year, was March 23rd, 2016. This marks day one. Okay? The time of the Passover at this year, right, was April 6th. That was April 6th, 2016. Now, this is 14 days after the new year. Okay? Now, if you're a Hebrew, if you study the Hebrew scriptures and you try to follow the culture, try to hold on to the culture that we can get out of it, even though we know that it has been in the hands of the beast, and we have to filter out what we can to try to get back to morality, understanding that 14 days, based on the old Hebrew traditions, marked the 2-week period after the beginning of the year. And according to ancient scriptures, this was the Passover. Now, if you were to observe that, then you have to understand when the year starts. The year started on March 23rd. So if you were knowledgeable enough to celebrate it on April 6th, then you did it right. Now, the thing about this is, it's important to understand that when you go back in history and mark these dates down, these dates that you are looking at are there for a reason, to give you a starting point and an ending point. Okay? Therefore, if you understand that, you would know that we have 249 days to go until the end of the year. Now, why is this important? Why? Because you're in the system of Babylon. If you know what time it is, you will be right on time. Okay? You will be right on time. You don't have to fear about the New World Order coming to be. You don't have to fear about end times. You don't have to fear about anything, because Ayah is always on time. Year 2016 marks the changing of power in the hierarchy. The hierarchy on earth and hierarchy in what they call the ether. Now, you have to understand that this happened in 1944 through 1945. I speak about this in the broadcast. Those that have been following me for years can go back and hear this information. Maybe I presented it differently. Maybe you weren't really listening. So I have to keep repeating it so you can understand what I'm saying. The hierarchy on earth and the hierarchy in the ether goes through cycles. Those cycles last 72 years. There are 360 cycles per solid generation. What does that mean? That means that there are 25,920 years. Multiply 360 times 72. You get that amount of years. Each demonic present upon this planet cycles through 72 years. Now, this is information that I found. And I found this information because they placed it there, because they follow it. And who are they? They are the 1% that control the planet. They are those that call themselves Luciferians. Luciferians. This is the present-day system of Babylon. This is their religion. Some call it the religion of white supremacy. It has many names. At this particular go-round, it is called white supremacy. And many other things. Now, why this time is so significant to the hierarchy is because 1944 and 1945 were when the garb, when the new generation was coming in. All right, now we have World War II and we have the atomic destruction. All right, now that atomic destruction of Japan and the bombs that were dropping, that chilled war. That chilled it. World War II ended. Now, out of this came what? The United Nations, the World Bank, the Council on Foreign Relations, the International Monetary Fund, the World Banks, and the Central Banks. Out of this came the European Union, NAFTA, GATT, and the world that we see today. What do we see in this world today? Genetically modified organisms. We see gender confusion. We see climate confusion. We see history confusion. We see mental confusion and death. Now, I have a question. If the creation of the League of Nations, which eventually turned into the United Nations, if this particular organization was supposed to make this world more peaceful and make this world united, then what in the hell do we have today? Is this peace? Is this unity? The only unity it is, and the only peace it is the peaceful, demonic destruction that the elite enjoy as they are unified on stealing all the wealth of everybody else. Must have been a trick. So, the UN is not an organization of peace. It is a tool of destruction. This is what that transition of power brought. 1944, 1945, World War II, atomic destruction. The creation of the tools to control. Now, for those of us that understand scriptures, as it reads in Ephesians 6:12, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Now, do you think these words are appropriate for the book that you despise? Written by a people that you despise. Seems like everybody's like attacking the spiritual people on the planet now. I mean, the words have been rewritten and translated. Okay, they've been rewritten and translated. That doesn't mean that they are not relevant. That doesn't mean that we can just go out and disrespect the writings of our ancestors and prophets and teachers. The root is still there. You still get some goodness from that. There's still substance in there that you can deal with. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness, against this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's telling you right there what it's all about. What does it say in 2 Kings? Old Testament. Behold, the days come that all that is in thine house and that which thy fathers have laid up in store unto this day shall be carried into Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith I. Now, Hebrews, did this come true? Do we have the great empires of our ancestors, or do we have the house of Saud, the offsprings of the Ottoman Empire? Do we have all the goods left, or do they have them? Who has the goods? Because as I'm written in Kings 20:17, it says, "Behold, the days come, and all that is in thine house, in that which thy fathers have laid up in store unto this day, shall be carried into Babylon, and nothing shall be left, saith Yah." Now, history tells us that the ancestors of our enemy, the Ottoman Empire, which became the House of Saud, is now controlling the areas that the great Fatimid Empire was ruling. And those that know history understand that the Fatimid Empire was was the last caliphate that ruled, and then they went up into Europe. This is what we call the Moors, and they were a dark-skinned black people. You can see that. It's clear. The Ottomans were not a dark-skinned black people. You can see that. It's clear. This is the Edomites. This is the House of Saud. These are the ones that control Babylon. Okay? Now, they have enslaved us, along with the British, of course. But let's concentrate on these Ottoman Empire, House of Saud people that are destroying the Middle East right now. They have sold us into slavery to their co-conspirators. And they have taken the lands of our ancestors and left us with nothing but the breaths in our lungs. They left us with nothing but the breath in our lungs. That's the only thing this beast will never steal. Because the breath that is in our lungs is the spirit of Yah. Revelations 14:6. And I saw a spirit fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting truth to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and peoples. That means the whole world, the spirit. All right. Now, don't think it's like some spaceship flying around. What's that spirit? Let me explain to you something. When you have police officers killing those that can't defend themselves properly against the police officers, people see they see obvious injustice. Okay? Now, everybody's mind starts to connect. And they start to say, wait a minute, something's not wrong. Something's not right here, right? Something's wrong. that spirit now, which is that consciousness, now starts to wake up. All right? And I saw another spirit fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting truth to preach unto them that dwell on the earth and to every nation, kindred and tongue and people. We got this 1% that is destroying the earth. We got this 1% that's causing discord. We got this 1% that is splitting up people. We got this 1% that own half the world's wealth. This is truth. We got this 1% that smashed the face of the Egyptians and tried to make them European to destroy their culture. Revelations 14:7, saying with a loud voice, praise Yah and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. What's it saying? Like, it's saying like get back into the earth. Understand the miracle of water, the miracle of air, the miracle of all the grass and the trees. Because the 1% is creating genetically modified organisms. The 1% got lead flying in the air from all the carbon coming from the cars. Praise Yah. When they are gone, everything will get back to normal. And this is the truth. That's why you have like the electric cars and the solar panels and everybody thinking we can make this earth a better place. What's the problem? It's the 1%. Revelations 14:8. And there followed another spirit saying, Babylon is fallen, The great demonic Luciferian system is fallen because she made all nations drink of the wine of wrath of her fornications. She made them. You don't control the laws in the Supreme Court anymore. You can't control like how NAFTA is created, a GATT. You don't understand how the World Trade Organizations and the International Monetary Fund have controlled all of the economics. How they made sure that crime is so high that now you can't even see Ayah no more. And there followed another spirit saying, Babylon is fallen, that great demonic Luciferian system. She made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornications. Now, from 1944 to 2016, this world has been controlled by hell. The demonic elite 1% class, the ones that stole the wealth of our fellow 3 billion citizens and created the so-called third world. This is what the generation did, that 1944 to 2016, the ones that have been here. This is what they did with their 72 years. Now, do you want to give these demonic another 72 years? Now, they have 249 days to pass the baton. And already the world is about to explode. Okay? What do I mean by that? The same thing that's happening in 1944 to 1945 is happening right now. They're creating wars. They're creating confusion. Babylon, confusion. They are creating extreme economic disasters. Like Deutsche Bank's about to fall. They got immigrants flooding into Europe, refugees, because they're bombing the hell out of Syria and Iraq and Iran. Well, not in Iran. Praise Allah for that. But Syria and Iraq, Libya, all of Africa. They are insane. And they want to get it so bad that we got World War III, just like Albert Pike stated he wanted. We are following the script. And they can produce the script. Have my timer on. Gonna have to take a break soon. They produced a script that they're basically was produced by Albert Pike, so they're following it to the T. To the T. Got Israel. Got their World Bank. Then in what was it, 1885, where they set up the Cecil Rhodes, taking over all of Africa. I mean, they are just on track. However, the demonic can only work in the dark, but it's coming to light. Saying with a loud voice, praise Allah, and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. And worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of water. Yo ass didn't make no sea, no fountain, no water, demons. All you do is steal it. Create filth and disgust. We are not going to let them pass the baton. We are not going to let them pass the baton. Okay, now I'm going to take a quick break. And I'm going to speak about the solutions to this problem. And then we are going to go over the good news. I will be right back.
Put your hands together. You know, like this. Which one's which? For the record, let me state that I never had a reason to break contractual endeavor or serve a relationship with anyone. For the player, let me stop and say that I only paid attention when I heard you mention that he tried to take your treasure. Oh, now he did. What then? And as a matter of fact, I would've gave you back, but then he had a heart attack when you made him pack and said his shack without you would be better, better, better. See what I really mean? But see, what I really mean is that our future queens, you never be in frustration with this rock and roll machine. No, no, not ever, ever. Yeah, you know. What? You know how much I want you. You know how much I care. When he gone, you know I'm gonna flaunt you. You know, you know, you know.
You know how much I want you. You know how much I care. When he gone, you know I'm gonna flaunt you. You know, you know.
Really wanna find the answer to this cancer, then we must rewind. Then never mind the first opinion. You better
act somebody else.
To run this game requires fame, your soul and name, and nothing gain unless it's sacrifice, my dear, and solely claim for this dominion. Oh,
And any question of the deal is met with another demand to kneel and reprimand concealed allegations of you sinning, sinning.
That's a hard part.
But that's why, feminine rising, not surprising, recognizing that the power of the breast is just a test that you'll be winning, winning.
You got this.
Oh,
feed me, baby.
Baby.
Come on.
You know how much I want you. You know how much I care. When he gone, you know I'm gonna flaunt you. You know, you know. You know how much I want you. You know how much I care. When he gone, you know I'm gonna flaunt you. You know, you know.
Welcome back. That song was entitled You Know by Prince. As you know, Prince made his transition April 21st, 2016, 19 days into the new year. And what's interesting about that is April 6th is my birthday. And April 6th and the Passover landed on the same day as my birthday. And what took the joy of that away, because I usually celebrate the whole week. Like my birthday week, I'm like, hey, celebrates on the same day as the Passover. You know, I can feel spiritually connected to the people. I'm right on time. Everything's feeling good. Even though I'm in the United States by myself and my family's not around, I still very positive. I listen to my music and I'm jamming. And one of the artists that I listen to is Prince. You know, I stopped listening to him for a few years, back in like 92, 3, 4, 5, because at that time I was just becoming, I was new to the Pentecostal religion, and I started to see things differently, and I saw like how Prince had 1999 and he had like upside down, it was 666, and I was like, whoa, Prince was going through something back then. So while he was going through his demonic period, I was going through my awakening. So I just was like, I didn't listen to Prince for a minute. Then as I got older and I got stronger in my spirituality, I started to grow. I started to listen to Prince again. And then I was able to see him transition from the way he was before into the man that we see now. He became Seventh-day Adventist. And then we see of all the good works that this man has done. And then we see how he really, truly is a spiritual being that's giving us this music for our enjoyment in life. And I'm so happy that that I was able to reconnect with Prince again in my way and enjoy his music, because I was able to buy that last album that came out, and that song You Know is on that album. And when I tell you, this is one of his best albums. I even have I just got Hit and Run 1 and 2. But this song, you know, I mean, you start listening to this, how how Prince arranges his music and how he just lays it down. I mean, there's no other. And this brother truly will be missed. So I actually would like to dedicate this broadcast to Prince. And I appreciate this brother. And that's a lesson too. We have many different faiths. And understand, these are Pentecostal. These are the, not the Pentecostal. These are the Protestant religion. These are those that protested from the Roman, the Holy Roman Catholic dominance, right? And, I mean, we are our worst enemies because we get a little knowledge and then instead of using that knowledge to enlighten each other, we use it to divide ourselves. And if a person is Jehovah Witness and a person is Pentecostal and a person is Seventh-day Adventist and a person is Baptist and a person is Methodist and all these different variations of Christianity, you mean to tell me that you can't go into my church because your variation is slightly different than mine when yet we all believe in that one creator? Even in Christianity, we can't get along. So how do we expect to get along with Muslims? And how does the Muslims expect to get along with those that just believe in the spirit of Allah? And understand that nothing, all these other things are just boundaries to keep us apart. How dumb are we when the solution to our problems is just unifying in love? Unifying in love. And sometimes I write things down, and I wrote this down. Let me see. Hopefully, it don't sound corny. I wrote down the other day, I said, the most powerful weapon against the beast is love. And then I said, and it doesn't understand love. Okay? The most powerful weapon against the beast is love, and the beast does not understand love. Now, how can you defeat something you do not understand? Okay, now, since the beast doesn't understand, how can he defeat something he doesn't even understand? You could be defeated and not even know it. Right? The beast could be defeated and he doesn't even know it. That means he's already done. Because love is Allah. Allah is love. And the beast is no competition to love. It's like death is no competition to life. So if we just unify and we respect each other's paths on the way to Allah, then we would all share this planet in love. Instead of letting that 1% divide us. So, yeah, Prince was a Seventh-day Adventist. And my, oh my, how powerful those Seventh-day Adventists are. They saved Prince. They made him a good man. A righteous man, an honest man, donating to people, helping people out of problems. Ain't nobody said a bad word about the brother. Just a wonderful human being. And that's his form of Christianity that he has chosen to follow on his path towards Allah. He knew about Akhenaten. He knew about metaphysics. And here's the thing. We are all still growing. Why criticize a person in their state of growth? We don't know what that person is going to bloom to be. We have no right. All right, now, had a little rant there. Sorry about that. Now, before we hit the goodness, okay, the good news, before we get to the good news, I just want to reemphasize where we are on this timeline. Because this broadcast, the name of this broadcast is based on basically how many days we have left in our understanding of the timeline we're on. Okay? Now, on this particular timeline, I believe they call this the end of days, the final generation. We are at the end, basically. The 1% are now moving to take all of it. They got one half now, because half the world is broke. And half of that wealth that the world should have, the 1% got it. Now they are moving to take it all. Now the question is, are we going to let them have it all? Or are we going to fight to the death to keep what we got left? Okay? On July 5th, I watched a horrible murder of Anton Sterling. Then I watched a recording from Diamond Reynolds as she witnessed her fiance Philando Castillo being murdered. Then I heard about the killing of Delron Small. You know that brother that was shot down in New York? Then after all these deaths, depression, we see live streaming of police officers battling snipers, battling a sniper. Then they blow up this sniper. Then we hear another killing of police in Louisiana. Now, America has lost her mind. America's gone. We now learn that the slain Dallas cop was a known white supremacist. Let me repeat that. We now learn that one of the slain Dallas cops was a known white supremacist. We hear and read about how the Open Society Foundation, which is a George Soros government takedown weapon. If you understand what the Open Society Foundation is, OSF, owned by this shaker, mover, demonic thing called George Soros, this is a government takedown weapon. Now, why is this important to understand? Because this foundation has now co-opted the Black Lives Matter organization. Now, let me be clear about this, because I like Black Lives Matter. Prince like Black Lives Matter. He's donating to him. Wrote a song called Baltimore about it. You think Prince was part of the New World Order? Y'all got to know who your enemies are, and you got to know who your friends are. They are going to co-opt anything that's powerful. Now, Black Lives Matter. So if you destroy the Black Lives Matter organization, do we say Black Lives don't matter now? So, okay, Black Lives don't matter. I'm black. I matter. I believe I matter. So Black Lives Matter is not an organization. It's truth. Black lives do matter. Of course all lives matter, fool. Well, you think we saying they don't? That's dumb. However, George Soros has co-opted Black Lives Matter. In part, not in entirely, because they cannot control this movement. Because it's already moved past the point in which they thought they could control it. It is out of control. However, certain elements of the white supremacist organizations want to weaken Black Lives Matter. So they make sure that you know about the money that was donated by George Soros. In all this, as the 1% prepares to pass the baton to its offspring, as George Soros' son is partying in the Hamptons with his friends, chilling up there in the Hamptons, the world is falling apart. Riding around on their yachts, having a good old time. While his father is co-opting hell, creating destabilizations and taking advantage of those destabilizations by funding organizations and directing it in a way that it causes discord within the government. And then they come back and pick up the pieces, making laws and rules that weaken the actual government that the people provide. And then they control it and control the banks and everything else. After they co-opt, they come in, they use Black Lives Matter, make you the enemy, use your blood, your sweat, your tears, your pain, and then take over the government. Co-opt. That's how the beast rolls. That's its MO. As they pass the baton. Now, since July 5th, the United Snakes of America has been on edge. Ever since Jesse Williams spoke about police brutality, the police have been proving him truth. We got this this police officer, Lauren Ahrens, the known white supremacist police officer, is proving him truth. Racist gangs take over LA County Sheriff's Department, deputies claim. What is that? This is an article I'm going to read you to emphasize my point. And the point of why things are going the way they are, and why there's a Black Lives Matter organization, and why they are co-opting it. How is this happening? Now listen to this. It says, racist gangs take over LA County Sheriff's Department, deputies claim. Now this was written April 26, 2013. Okay, 3 years ago. Almost 3 years ago. Rush today. All right? And it reads, I'm just going to read a small part. It says, deputies at an LA County Sheriff's Department, deputies now, alleged, that their superiors are members of white supremacist gangs and have taken extensive measures to hide at least one inmate from the FBI. Okay? That's pretty powerful to be able to hiding these people from the FBI. Two deputies at the LA County Sheriff's Office have jointly filed a lawsuit alleging that the department hid an inmate from the FBI. Okay? Cover up an incident involving a skinhead deputy threatened to kill the deputies for exposing their gang involvement and called them, get this, race traitors and snitches. An inappropriate relationship exists between certain LASD personnel and various inmate jail gangs, especially white supremacists. That was all in quotes. And then it says, states the complaint, which was filed by deputies Michael Rethbon and James Saxon. Now, how many white supremacists do you think are still in the police office, police force across the United States of America? This right here, this one small article that's written by Russian Today, and the incidents in Dallas where we actually have a known white supremacist who actually was in this same Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department with this racist gang. This is not a coincidence. The dude's wearing like tattoos of the Aryan Brotherhood. He is in a gang that is on file that has been complained against by deputies Michael Rethbon and James Saxon. An article written 3 years ago, the same damn police force that he was in. He wearing tattoos. He got a bald head. He's a white supremacist, but the news don't say a damn thing about it. When we got police forces in LA, in New York, in the South, up North, killing black people in Hispanics, Native American, anything dark at will. Trying to wipe us out. Working in gangs. That's what is a Black Lives Matter. For every cause, there's an effect. Where's the news? Where's the news? You know what, though? But there is good news. There's good news from our side. Because I'm seeing the rise of the dry bones. Now, I've been watching the Hidden Colors series. I watched 1, 2, and 3, and I watched half of 4. And as I'm seeing it, I'm noticing that the conversation now is gearing towards what I said in 2013 when I was talking about the genetically modified foods, when I was talking about what we need to do. The first stage I said that we need to do is to get ourselves healthy. We have to stop eating the food of this beast. We have to try to eat organic food. We have to grow our own food. We have to get the organic seeds. We have to get communities and join people that are like-minded like you and grow your gardens, because we going to be in a fight soon. We in a fight now, but it's going to get hot. I said this 3 years ago before I even came back to the United States, and I came back to the United States specifically because I knew this was coming. And if we going to go through it, I'm going to go through it with you. And I'm going to speak to you. And I'm going to do whatever I can to help us out of this mess. But it's not just me. It's Aya. Because all of us have that spirit of Aya. And when we know we have that spirit of Aya, it is inevitable that we win. The dry bones are waking up. when I went on October 15th, I went and saw Farrakhan speak. I saw all these beautiful brothers and sisters just walking around. I saw that fire in their eyes. I saw that unity. I saw that longing, that need. They're like, man, this feels good. I remember it through my ancestors, how we got along and sold together. And when I'm watching this Hidden Colors series, it's telling you the same thing that I said years ago, which is beautiful because it's showing that we are all agreeing. We are all starting to agree. The beast is going to fall because we see the pattern. We see the slavery. We say, okay, we were in America. Of course we were in America. We were in Africa. Of course we were in Africa. We all over the world. Scriptures say that. We ain't just in Israel, in that one little area, that one little piece of map. We all over the globe. Scripture says that because we the Hebrews. It's prophesized. Okay? But we are not just the Hebrews. We are also the Egyptians. We are also the Muslims. The Fatimid Empire. The Moors. Guess what? That's us. I mean, do you think that we're just going to stick with just one religion? And I mean, we're people that are being usurped and stolen and changed and broken into a system. Of course, we're going to have different spiritual beliefs. So when we watch the Hidden Colors series, if we can do it maturely as adults and respect each other, it'd be no problem for us to come together. So as the solutions, you clean your food. Don't eat the pesticides. Look for anything that has any of this genetically modified crap in it. If you got to spend extra money for the food, spend extra money for the food. That's step one, because you got to get your brain right. Then, unify. And how do you unify? Because everybody talks about, they're talking about boycotts, but you can't boycott if you can't replace the thing that you boycotting. Because you got to buy it from somewhere. And that's why I'm happy I found this website called We Buy Black. Go to We Buy Black, support them. Be patient if your stuff takes a little bit longer to get to you. Well, buy in bulk. Make sure you have it on stand. Why don't you have a We Buy Black distribution center in your area, where you can buy all the products and make sure people from around the way get the products from you. You ain't got to have a corner store no more. You can do it from home. You can have your own storage house in your home and just have one product. And that product that you buy will be black owned, and you sell to your people, to our people, and build a community out of that. There's many ways to fight this beast. Now, ultimately, we're going to have to unify, and I see us doing that right now. We have to treat this beast, this crap, like it's filth. Don't even want to touch it. Don't even want to look at it. Don't want to taste it. Because everything that they give us, they're like gender confusing our kids. They're mentally confusing our mind with this filth that we watch on their screens. You put their fabric on our skin. We don't know what kind of stuff is leaching in there to mess us up, giving us cancer. We got to totally separate from this beast. So anyway, I can go on and on and on and on. I just wanted to basically say that I'm going to start making a broadcast, but I'm not going to have the broadcast like I did prior. Of course, I'll have lessons every now and then, but that phase has passed. This phase now is building our communities back. This phase now is for the dry bones to come together. This phase now is for us to get together and bring down Babylon. We got 249 days until these changes come into effect. Now, because I'm following their script and they have time limits and they have passing of the baton and trying to do something, they might try to make it a soft pass now. But whether if they go soft or if they go chaotic and buck wild, the end result is we win. Just depends on how they lose. But we have to unify. Okay? Anyway, I'm going to close in word of prayer, message to Ayah, and close this out. Okay, Ayah, thank you so much for this opportunity to speak to your children. I ask that you continue to bless me and keep me strong, protect me out here. I ask, Ayah, that you bring us together. I ask that you bring forth the prophecies that says that all the children of Ayah will come together, and you will bring those two branches together, and you will heal the dry bones, and you will put your spirit into them, and they will walk and they will stand as a mighty army, Ayah. We got racist police officers in the force that are in the gangs of white supremacists that are there specifically to kill the apple of your eye. Oh, Ayah. I ask, Ayah, that you give us the power. Heal us, Father. Let us join to each other and be friends. See eye to eye. Forgive each other of our mistakes, but bring us together, Ayah, so we can build back Black Wall Street, so we can build unity, so we can fulfill the vision of Marcus Garvey, Father. So we can take the information of Stokely Carmichael, take the information of Steve Coakley. And Ayah, I ask that you bless those that are here now speaking for us today. Like a Professor Griff. Like a Louis Farrakhan. Like these young brothers that are coming up here speaking. Because in their heart, Ayah, in their heart, it's love. It's love for your people. Help us, Ayah. Help us, Ayah. All praise, Ayah. All praise, Ayah. All praise, Ayah. All right, y'all.
Time has come for America to hear the truth.
Peace.
There'll be no skullduggery, no flim-flam, no compromise, no sellout, no control show, no false show. No, we need either this or that. This or that.
There comes a time when silence is betrayal.
We believe in the truth that is in the Bible, but we don't believe in the lies that the white man has put in the
back. Who that news on Shoutcast Radio or Blog Talk? Come and visit us at www.HebrewsWakeUp.com or WhoAnet.org. That's HebrewsWakeUp.com or WhoAnet.org.
got to have no baggage. Yeah, we can just break the law.